It's like we should leave all this in here. Why are they blinking?
Our board is blinking.
It makes me nervous when they blink.
And why is it just these three buttons?
I don't know.
It freaks me the F out. Like, I feel like things are just going to crap out on us. And I know they're not.
All right, just for the hell of it.
Okay.
Turn it off. Turn the pot off.
All right, now they all stop blinking.
All right, now turn it on. See?
Whoa. We cracked the boardy code.
Ladies and
let's
gentlemen,
go. Here we are. Let's go, boys.
Welcome, D-Tip Smith and Steve Mitz. You are now entering the MegaCast.
I gotta say,
that is too good.
On any other day, we would not be doing a podcast right now, which would have sucked because we haven't done one for like, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But you got here early. So I'm like, great, we'll bang out the podcast early and I'll go home early. But we just spent like the last hour BSing. But thankfully you got here early for the wrong reasons.
Right. I got here for a meeting today that apparently was last week.
It's so great because I'm in the other room and we're all getting it. And you're like, yeah, we got to get going. And you're like, oh, yeah, because right, we got that 1 o'clock today, right, Thrill? And then I was like, man, I don't know, but if you say we do, I guess we do. Like, it was like, oh my gosh, this just sounds like my life at home, too, where my wife's like, are you going to be ready at 5 o'clock? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be ready for, but I'll just get ready. And then it turns out it's like we're going to like a friend's birthday party or something along those lines. I'm like, I'm definitely ready. Well, is this a short weather type of a thing we're going to? She's like, yes, it's a barbecue.
All right. So, Steve, you hung out with me enough, right?
Yes.
Now, granted, over the years, eventually Coach did miss a morning game.
Yes.
But Coach generally, like, you know, like, I'm pretty good about getting up and, like, if we have somewhere to be.
You rally.
Let's be ready.
Yeah.
So when I was in Montana, right, there's 10 of us and 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like herding cats, right?
Yeah.
So, like, at nighttime when we're sitting out on
10.
Okay. So, like, at nighttime when we're sitting out on the deck, you know, having some beers after dinner or whatever, like, my one buddy Jesse would be like, all right, we got to do this. And everybody's like, well, what time? And I remember the one morning, it's like, we got to be there by 11. It's about 50 minutes away. So finally, I would just say, okay, 9:30, rally point,
yeah.
Be ready by 9:30. Right? And I would just nonchalantly be like, hey, everybody, like 9:30, let's be ready to go. Right? Because that way we can get there early.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't happen. And same thing, I'd be like, listen, like, I don't even know what time we're supposed to be there. I just remember saying 9:30, and Jesse's like, that actually works. See, you know what I mean? I'd be having a Bloody Mary, already showered up.
Oh, and yeah.
Somebody would come upstairs and be like, do we have to go in 15 minutes? I'm like, where the F were you last night? Like, I wasn't just drunk talking ass.
Right.
Like, seriously.
That's right.
I was trying to tell you, like, I don't know what time we have to be there. I just know we need to be ready by 9:30.
You've always been pretty good at, like, whenever we've done something, like, where we're, like, staying together for the night, that you're like, okay, well, what time are we going to get things going for tomorrow? Like, it was almost like you needed to set, like, your mental alarm clock. Like,
that's what it is.
9:30, I'm ready to go, no matter how, even if we went to bed at 8:45.
Right.
I now know that I have to be ready to rock by 9:30.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you. Just like, just set it. So today was the complete opposite. I thought I had a meeting at noon, and then Thrill doesn't know. It's like, what are we doing? I'm like, oh, man. And then Steve sometimes, I don't know what he does after he gets off the air, but he does something secretive. And I'm like, oh, sorry, Steve. I ruined your morning routine.
Well, usually now, we usually sit to peek behind the curtain. Like, my show ends at 10 in the morning. We typically start the podcast right around noon.
Yeah.
I'd say, give or take, and then we go for about 40, 45 minutes. So from 10 o'clock till about like 11:30-ish, that's when I figure like that's when you start rolling in. And we'll get in here at like 11:30-ish. We just won't get going until noon because we want to catch up. Like, this is our one time a week where we get to hang out.
Correct.
And so, obviously love doing the podcast, but sometimes we want to talk about things that should just never make it onto any kind of podcast ever.
Right.
And so that was an example for today and many days that we come in and we don't do a podcast. But so usually from 10 to 11, I have two options. I either will take a nap in the green room. We have a room that's for video production, even though no one ever really uses it. It's got two couches out there.
It's always ice cold in there.
It is. So I always have to, I keep a hoodie here for that reason. And I take a nap for an hour. And that's good. But sometimes that kicks my ass. Or I go downstairs and I just use the gym. And I do, well, I think it's like, typically it's my back day. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do like, I'll try and make it work.
All right.
And I'll get like an hour workout in. Nothing too crazy, just because I don't want to sweat too much because I didn't I didn't think I had enough to bring like a towel and some change of clothes. So I'm working out in what I'm wearing.
Oh, you're better than I am. I would be drenched.
Yeah, I'm not much of a sweater. Yeah. Like once I start sweating, then it's all bets are off. But like I need to do cardio in order to start sweating. Like lifting weights, if back days, I mean, not back, leg days, that's when I start getting the sweats.
All right.
But like, you know, doing the back stuff, I won't, I'll get like a little bit of a glossiness to me. A little sheen, as some would say. But today I was like, I wanted to, like, I had to cut a promo for SOS. I had stuff going on, so it didn't impact me at all. Long story short.
Long story short.
But it's funny, dude. We were at that radio convention, and it's funny how you, like, every day I'm like, I'm going to get up early. I'll hit the gym. Then I'll go to the conference, get like a good cup of coffee in me, and I'm going to be there first conference panel of each morning. And then as the night goes on, you're drinking more, and we're at like a club, and I'm like, let me look at my phone. Hold on. Ugh, the first one is surviving, doing video in a radio world. You know, I can miss that one. Then, the next one's the women's forum. You know what? I'm going to miss that one too. And next thing you know, I'm like, oh, I don't have to get up till 10 o'clock. Let's keep it going. Another round of shots.
Right, which is funny, too. You're not like a big drinker these days.
At all.
I mean, I should say a big drinker. You're not much of a drinker at all anymore.
Right.
But I like when you go to these conferences, you're like getting it on.
It's so like go time.
Those mornings have to be rough for you. Like, I'm used to them enough when I'm on vacation I can fight through.
The first one was super rough because it was like the first night. We just got off the plane. We changed and then went to a cocktail party that was being put on by another radio company. That all was right. The cool part about the convention. Other than other years, each night, one of the big companies, like us being Odyssey or iHeart or Hubbard, they threw a giant party. And it was like anyone can go, even if you didn't work for the companies.
I'll ask you off the air, but I want to know who threw the best party.
Oh, you know what? Oh, it wasn't our company. I'll tell you that much, Dan.
All right.
Hold on. They dominated.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Doesn't shock me.
Oh, my gosh. They closed down a bar. A bar called the Radio Room, oddly enough.
All right.
They had drinks named after the company. Oh. Amazing finger food.
Did they have an artist?
No, but it was an open bar.
Oh, nice.
And it was anything.
Did they have Pink? You texted me and said something about Pink Whitney. Were they serving them?
No. They had like a watermelon martini that was pretty good. But
all right.
Dude, we went everywhere trying to find Pink Whitney's. They had New Amsterdam vodka. They even had the display for Pink Whitney, like the cardboard display.
Yeah.
To which they had other New Amsterdam vodka brands in there, like or flavors. I had the pineapple one, which was delicious. So.
All right.
But yeah, theirs was amazing. Like ours was fine. One of the other companies was fine too, but it was either beer, sparkling hard seltzer
or wine.
And the first night, that's all we had. So I crushed a bunch of hard seltzer. Then the one place was just like, you want vodka? What kind of vodka do you want? I'm like, I can pick whatever. Like, yeah. I'm like, give me them Tito's.
I was about to say, if it's an open bar, like I go to bars instead of Rail, I get Tito's. If it's an open bar, I get Tito's.
It's the same. We were having that conversation. It's like, high-end Tito's, low-end Tito's. Like, it's not a low-end or a high-end. It's the middle of the road. But I'd rather, if you said, whatever tequila you want, we will buy you. Get me a bottle of Tito's.
Yeah. Well, tequila, I go...
I'm sorry, of vodka, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do the same thing. Because for, like, tequila, I always go Silver Hornitos.
Yes.
And I know there's a bunch of other, like, fancier brands. I'm like, I don't know. It's efficient. And then, like, for whiskey, it's like Jameson or Jack.
See, I just don't mess with whiskey at all. And that was, like, kind of weirding some people. Like, you don't want any of this? Like, people kept buying me, like, a whiskey drink. I'm like, I don't want it. Like, I just... Like, come on. One guy bought me. It was this guy, JB Love, I think his name was. Radio guy. Awesome dude from Vegas. And he just bought me like this high-end whiskey. And like, he was all trying to do it like I was like, I'm a baller kind of in a good way. Like, hey, man, I got you. There's like three of us. He's like, let's all have. And he got us all one. I took a little sip. I'm like, can I give it to this guy? Because I don't want this. He goes, come on, drink. I'm like, dude, it's going to ruin my night. Like, I hate the taste. And I'm not enjoying this. Like, give me some of that Tito's.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Two of the girls in our house are really into rum drinks. They made some rum drinks that were unbelievable.
Really?
Yes. And they would just make them in this big bowl that had like a pourer. So you could just like pour yourself one. But one was called No Woman, No Cry. Steve, it was delicious. But literally, I took a sip because, you know me, like, Ted, try it. I'm like, this is delicious. This is wicked dangerous.
Yes.
And they're like, why? And I'm like, I saw the amount of liquor you put in here. And it still tastes good. Like, yeah. I had one Like, this is like 1 p.m. So I'd had a beer before this. I have one of these cocktails. And I pulled my buddy aside. I go, I think I'm already drunk. And he's like, what? I was like, those drinks are so strong and so good. I was like, don't drink more than one of them.
That's how it was at that one radio gathering, the cocktail hour, with that watermelon martini drink that they had. I was like, I'll have one because it's named after the company. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, had one of them.
Well, plus watermelon martini. It sounds good.
It was delicious. And then, and they weren't giving it to you in a martini glass. They're just giving it to you in like a regular glass, which was awesome. But you look all around, I'm like, I'm not the only one. Everyone has like this pinkish looking drink, just crushing them, every chance I got. Then we ended up at the Hard Rock, not the Hard Rock, the House of Blues.
No kidding. I've never been to a House of Blues.
Same. And I've never eaten that one. Delicious.
All right.
Highly recommend.
I know your wife doesn't listen. Did we eat some meat? Did we veer off? No?
You know, I definitely inadvertently had some kind of a cheese in something. Because like I was peeling cheese off pizza, but some of it wasn't fully coming off, I'm sure. You know, it was a struggle. And then I had like a pesto salad that has cheese, obviously, worked into it somehow. But, I mean, that was as dark as I went on the non-vegan side.
All right, right. Because just for me, Chicago is like deep dish pizza.
Yep.
Italian beef, Al's Italian beef.
And dude, the first party we went to, personal deep dish pizzas, personal Italian beef sandwiches.
Oh.
And I'm like, you have got, and the deep dish pizza, you can't peel that cheese off.
No.
Because you open it, you're like, oh, is this one of them cheeseless ones? And I'm like, no, first of all, why are they making a cheeseless one? And I realized, oh, yeah, they put the sauce on top. Yes, I couldn't enjoy that. But, you know, we went to like one place that's like a pizza pot pie.
All right.
But they also have like these big-ass grinders, and you can get a veggie one without cheese.
Nice.
That being said, there's a very good chance there might have been butter involved. Like I said, I'm not going to like lose my mind in those situations. I'm going to do the best of my abilities, but obviously there are going to be moments where I'm like, okay. But I didn't have, dude, our party, actually, the Odyssey party, had a taco Mexican food spread at the party, and they had filet mignon tacos.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, you're really making me want to like rethink this whole vegan thing. And Danny, of course, is just eating just the filet mignon part.
I was going to say, I would have never made a taco. I just would have been eating pieces of filet mignon.
And he kept coming over to me because he's drunk. He's like, I'm sorry. I just was about to come over to tell you how awesome this is. I'm like, you can tell me it's awesome. It's okay. Like, I'm not going to get mad at you. Like, damn it, stop telling me about your awesome meat.
I mean, I think it would hurt your stomach. You're just a stronger man than I am. I would have broke at some point, just been like, screw it. And then woke up the next day and be like, I feel terrible.
You know, the thing is, I've got that online coach that's helping me.
All right.
And he's like a vegan coach.
All right.
So I feel like I'd let him down if I did.
All right. That's fair.
It helps.
Yeah.
And he just won like a bodybuilding competition against non-vegans.
Nice.
That's right. Proving.
Yeah.
You can be vegan and still get your protein.
Well, you remember, I mean, Jesus, this had to be like 2007.
I don't know if Jesus was vegan. I don't think he was.
Well, he's definitely pescatarian, I think, right? Because he was big on fish and bread and wine.
I mean, and you're drinking wine that's made from somebody's body. Is that make it vegan? All right, I'm going to burn hell.
But I remember...
Thank God my wife doesn't listen to me. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Little Jesus joke. It's all right.
Yeah.
But it was 07, and we had some stupid bet where I had to be vegetarian for a month.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I think you were with me. I mean, this is years ago, girlfriends ago, but we went to Dick's, and I was like, I'm getting two deluxes, and just hammered them down. And I remember waking up the next morning like, I feel like garbage.
Yeah. I remember one time where it was like, I don't know if I was fully going vegetarian at the time, but I was like staying away from red meat.
Yeah.
And it was like for like months. And I remember I had a steak, a good steak from a good steakhouse. So it wasn't like as if I went to like, you know, like some like off, I don't know, like some Sammy Steak Emporium, like,
yeah,
you know, and it was a very good steak, but the next day I felt red rotten. I'm like, that is so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that means other than my belly was not ready for steak, but
I think it's just different. Like, if you just don't eat that stuff, it's hard to put in there. So good for you for not. Number one, it would have ruined your stomach.
Pat on my back.
Yep. You didn't let your coach down. But again, I would have caved under the pressure. But like, where's Ted? It's like, he's still upstairs pooping his brains out because he just went full board last night. Like, oh, hammered. Well, he was drunk, but he ate a lot of deep dish pizza, and I think he was combining the Italian beef on top of his pizza.
He's on the toilet right now eating the filet mignon tacos. It's very weird.
He went from no meat to just meat.
Yeah. It also helped going there with Sarah from our show, because Sarah is vegetarian. So, I mean, granted, she can eat dairy.
Right.
You know, she's fine with that. But, like, at least that helped, like, when we were planning on places to go, we're like, hey, can we at least check the menu? So, like, at the House of Blues, thankfully, they had a vegan burger.
Nice.
And, dude, it was amazing. It was so good.
All right.
I was pumped because we were just at one of those happy hour cocktail parties where everything that they had had meat in it, so I couldn't enjoy it.
Plus, I've said this before on my podcast. I think we talked about it. Like, burgers are just great.
Yep.
I don't care if it's a regular burger, turkey burger, black bean burger, Impossible burger. Like,
yep.
Beyond it's just meat. Fun to sit there and eat a burger.
Yes. With the ketchup dripping everywhere. We were talking about it this morning because, like, Carl's Jr. It's not Hardee's over here. I know.
Well, I knew what you meant.
But what is the deal even with that? Like, why can't they just go with one name across the entire country?
Ass Hellman's and Best Foods.
Right.
That
was my other thought, too.
I don't know. Well, why is it K on this side and W where we grew up for radio?
I know.
I don't. You're right. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, you feel like after a while, like, especially because there's so much knowledge now, like, and they have both logos on their commercials. Like, why not just call it all Carl's Jr. or Hardee's?
Do you think somebody there, maybe an intern or somebody, pulled like a CEO aside and goes, guys, when are we just going to combine the names? Like Hard Carl's or something like that called.
Hard Carl's is not the name. You know, I mean, look, I'd go to get a burger and beer there, but...
Come on, that'd be the greatest fast food place ever.
Hard Carl's.
Hey, babe, can you swing by Hard Carl's and get me that Beyond Meat burger?
But it's Hard Carl's, so it's got to be like a double Beyond Meat burger.
Yeah. We do everything hard here at Hard Carl's.
Dude, we were at a cookout in Montana, and I had just met this guy like a half hour before this. We go over, and he's like, white cheese, yellow cheese, or both? And I was like, both. And he's like, yeah. And he just slaps another burger on there. He goes, you look like a guy that likes a double cheeseburger. And I was like, yeah, all right, cool.
I'm with the dude. A double burger is better than a single burger any day of the week.
It was freaking delicious. Like, at first I was like, and then I realized, I was like, and then you know me. Then I saw somebody else with one. I was like, Dave, I thought I was the only guy that got double burgers. He's like, well, I got to get him out of here now.
We here at Hard Carl's, all you get are double burgers.
Whoa. So your kid doesn't eat meat. But the other great thing about being at cookouts with kids is like I had the double cheeseburger. So I don't want a hot dog, but wouldn't mind a hot dog. And then like mentioned, I'm like, that kid's not coming back, are they? And they're like, no, why? And I was like, because I'm going to eat the rest of their cut up hot dog.
I did that at a wedding just last weekend with Tatum because, you know, it was awesome.
I saw her dancing her ass off.
Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty funny.
She was in the zone. You would have loved it. Like, she didn't care if anyone else was on that dance floor. But it was great because if you watch that video on my Instagram at I'm Steve Miggs, it's like the second clip. I compiled like a montage. It's like the second like edit. And she does this thing with her arms where she rolls her arms like in a circle.
Yeah.
It's from the Wheels on the Bus. Like, that's her dance.
All right.
So she's just like feeling the music. All of a sudden I see her do that. And I'm like, is she going to turn this into like a Wheels on the Bus dance? And then she starts doing it. And I'm like, there were other people on the dance floor by the end of the night. Whenever she would do it.
Just start doing it.
I wish I would have got that on camera too, because it was like I'm more proud as a dad. Like, here she is starting a new trend. And it's just like everyone's feeling it, but she was having so much fun.
I mean, her father is a pretty good drummer, so you would figure she has some natural rhythm.
Yeah, and mom can dance.
All right.
So I hope, and she's about to start ballet.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be on Tuesdays. That's going to be what I'm going to do on Tuesday afternoons, is go watch her do ballet.
Awesome.
I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Although after seeing what she did on the dance floor, I think ballet might be a little too weak for her.
I'll tell you what, ballet's tough. My buddy's kid.
It's all quiet and pretty.
I know.
I think she wants to do hip-hop dancing.
Oh, we were sitting at my buddy's house having a cookout, and his daughter, she's like 8 or 9. Like, did you know there's a starting position?
In what?
Dancing? Ballet.
Is it just like the thing with like...
It's like your feet, like your, is like
one
your
foot
heels
on your toe.
No, like your heels are together, but they're out.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
And then you just got to lift one leg up.
Mm.
See, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah,
I'm getting better. But like, I mean, I was sitting.
Do you want to take ballet classes with Tatum?
It was just funny. Like this. She's like, "Come on, you can do it," and I'm like, "All right." But I mean, we spent like 20 minutes working on this. But it's funny too. Is like with like I never knew anything about ballet, and I'm like, oh, thanks, Sarah. Like, I didn't actually realize there was a starting position.
I didn't either. I know it's pretty hardcore.
It is.
Like, one of my friends, Aubrey, who's name drop here.
The ref,
Aubrey Edwards from AEW, who's from here. I trained wrestling, and she was training reffing at the same time, and originally, she was a dancer, like a professional ballet dancer. Like she
did that.
Like, on like big levels, and she was also like a professional video game designer. She's had quite a crazy life, but ballet dancing was like her whole world before she even discovered wrestling. So when she started doing the wrestling stuff, she's like, there are a lot of similarities. Like it's, and then she would tell the story. And not only was it like physically demanding, but mentally, it was a very cutthroat business. It's like, which I'm not surprised. Like you hear that.
Well,
about
do you remember
dance?
You remember the wide receiver Lynn Swan?
Yeah,
Hall of Famer, played for the Steelers. That was one of his things. His parents put him in ballet or dance class when he was younger. So that was one of the things that he was so good at, like staying in bounds and like using his body in different positions because he had a dance background.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ballet stuff is nothing to joke about.
No. Like somebody tried to talk me going to one of those bar classes.
Bar classes.
It's like a workout, but it's like basically they like kind of use ballet stuff. Is it the bar method? There used to be a studio that like my friend's wife was doing it and she just showed me a few things. I was like, oh, I would never make it through that class. Like I can lift weights. I am not that. And she's like, well, you'll get better at it. I'm like, I'm sure I would.
I don't want to even start trying.
Yeah. I'm like, no offense. This isn't pride. This is just being a dude. Like, I don't want to be the dude that looks like a jackass in this bar class with a bunch of hot women. Right? I mean, maybe it would have helped.
Especially wearing that pink tutu that you had to wear. It's like,
yeah, right? Like, can you imagine me in a one-piece leotard?
Yes.
Not a onesie. A one-piece leotard.
I have, actually. While wearing your Ernie head. Sorry, did that come out loud?
All right, real quick before we take a break.
Yeah.
So the one little kid, like one morning I get up and it's just like and he comes over and he's like poking me. And he's like, I could poke Teddy. And his mom's like, by the way, the kid kept calling me Teddy, which was funny.
That is pretty awesome.
And she's like, what? No. Like, and I go, why is he poking me? And she goes, that's what Bert and Ernie do to see who's awake. And I, of course, just go, oh, Steve and I went dressed as Bert and Ernie to fish. Which just had nothing to do with what was going on. That was the only relate I had.
That's all I could contribute to this conversation.
So I was like, all right, yeah, I guess.
Dude, there are times where I'm at like a wedding, family get-togethers where I'm with people who just haven't lived the weirdness of our lives. And they'll share a story and I have to bite my like inner cheek because I'm like, I probably shouldn't share that story because it involves doing mushrooms. You know what I mean? But it's like the only thing I have is like, oh, I totally know what you mean. This one time, my friend Ted and I were on mushrooms. And we were in San Francisco and we almost got murdered by a homeless man. Like, I don't think since family, maybe there's probably a couple people. Maybe Uncle Greg. I think he would find a great kick out of that. But I don't know if anyone else would find humor in it.
I'm with you. Even on this trip, I shared a couple stories and people are like, what is your life?
Yes.
I was like, my life doesn't seem that crazy to me until I tell some of the stories.
There's times even with like my wrestling, but I'll share a story about like, oh, this one time we were like just rolling our butts off and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, look at me. And like, we don't see that version of you. Like, we just see you as like this guy who doesn't touch any alcohol, doesn't drink, trying to stay in good shape and wrestles with us. Like, you sound like you're like this dark drug addict when you share these stories. I'm like, well, it's from many years ago. And it's just like, this was like maybe once every few months this would happen. Not like every weekend.
Well, even that San Francisco story, like the first night is crazy. And then the next night I'm leading. I mean, that was thousands of people I was leading in cheers.
While looking like we were in the cave.
Why they gave us white ponchos with red terps and the terps weren't big enough.
No, literally. I know we shared this before, but it's worth repeating again. We go to a bowl game, the big giveaway for all the Maryland Terp fans, which we were there to see take on the Oregon Beavers, right? Oregon State.
Oregon State.
Yes.
Correct.
They hand everybody tarps, which was great because it was raining.
Right. We're playing it at the baseball stadium in San Francisco.
And these are nice tarps. Like they were not like cheap
ponchos.
Ponchos. They were like a good thick quality. I'm like, this is awesome. But they were all white. Like when they hand them to you, you're thinking, oh, there's probably other colors when you open it up. No, they're just all white with what, maybe 4 inches long?
Yeah, the terps was in red. It just wasn't big enough. It should have been like plastered across the chest.
Right, on the front and back. Because when you watch it on camera, you don't see that little terps.
No.
All you see is a giant section of people wearing white ponchos with their hoods up that look pointy.
Right. And I'm leading them in cheers.
Yes. It's like, and that's the racist section over there. They're,
oh, Maryland is underneath the Mason-Dixon line.
They seem very passionate about their team. Nobody seemed to let them know that there are people that are not white playing on this team, yet still here they are chanting stuff. In fact, it looks like there are non-white people that are also wearing those KKK outfits. It was so weird, dude.
And to give people a reference point, that was so long ago that Vernon Davis might have been on that Maryland team.
Wow.
Right? That's how long ago it was.
You might be right.
Because that had to be like 07, 08?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't believe that time is... Jeez, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Let's go. I got to go put some Bengay on my aging body now. Take a break. When we come back, maybe we'll do a TED Talk. Does that sound okay?
TED Talk? We got some sports? We'll get all the TED stuff.
We got all the we're going to give you nothing but nothing. No, not just TED. We're going to give you nothing but Teddy. We're going to poke him.
Poke him.
Seriously. Ted, Steve, shut the f*** up already. The Megacast will be back.
The Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon, is here. With all the things you loved from the original, knights, royalty, friendship, and fire-breathing dragons. All of the comfort watching you can handle, with things like chairs made out of swords, brothers and sisters marrying each other, and torture. All your favorite things from Game of Thrones, back again in House of the Dragon. Dead-eyed murderous blonde girls, way too much full frontal nudity, and man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. Every week on HBO, and hopefully unlike Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon will have a better ending.
Ted and Steve have been awkwardly staring at each other for the last 2 minutes. Shirtless. WTF. The Megacast is back.
Weirdos.
Weirdos. That's us. The Weirdos.
We're renaming the podcast. The Weirdos.
The Weirdo Show.
Which is also
show.
Like, we are not the Weirdos. I know a lot of Weirdos.
No, we're like the most normal people you know.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Which is.
TED Talks. Starring B-Tick Smith.
TED Talk this week.
Yes.
One of the good, easy ones. All right, listen. Labor Day weekend's coming up.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people have a three-day weekend. I want people to have fun.
I'm not doing anything this weekend.
All right. Maybe you'll be down to painting the grass.
Oh, damn it. That's right.
For one of the 3 days. Obviously, if you see me or Steve, say hello.
Dude, quick aside. Sorry. I think his name was Isaac. Met him at the last SOS Pro Wrestling show.
All right.
Big Megacast listener.
Oh, nice. What's up, Isaac?
Mega hug to Isaac.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, we'll try to get... It's tough because Steve and I both have busy different schedules, but at some point, the two of us will be out there saying what's up to the Mega family.
Yes. If you see us walking around, please don't think, oh, I don't want to bug them. They look like they're like... Are they like, you know how sometimes people do that? They're like, I saw you at a store. I didn't want to bug you. If you see us walking around, we want to be bugged.
Yeah,
like we're waking at a point because like a lot of times, a lot of people are just busy backstage. They don't make it out there. Like Ted and I make it a point. Like we're like, hey, what are you doing at like 3 p.m.? All right, let's meet up and let's go out there and make it a point to go say hi to as many people who listen to the show, listen to the podcast as possible because, you know, that to us is important.
Yeah, and at some point, I will make it up to the grass.
Yo, yeah. That's my favorite part is the lawn.
I was going to say, it's great going up to the lawn and BSing with people.
That actually is always a blast. Like, because it's fun because we'll make a couple of rounds, and like that first round, like you could tell people are like doing almost like, not double takes, because I don't think we're that, you know, not trying to make it sound like we're special, but like some people are like big fans of the station, of the podcast, and they're like, nah, that can't be both Ted and Steve just walking randomly in the lawn. Yes.
Yes.
That's like, it's so much fun.
By the way, Saturday, I will be very colorful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got this new pair of Chubbies. Best bathing suit I've ever owned. They're super comfortable. I'm like, I'm just going to wear those.
Is those shorts?
Yeah. They're nice. Awesome.
Are you doing tank top?
I am not. You're going tank. You're tank top guy.
I love tank tops.
I know. You should go tank top.
Especially in the summer. Oh, that's so nice. I got a nice new Defy tank top that's tie-dye.
Oh, excellent.
I might bust that out. And I also got one that's very obnoxious. It's blue and it's an owl.
Ooh.
I don't know. That might be a little too aggressive.
I have a lot of owl knowledge now. I'll get back to that.
Okay. It's a whole other podcast.
Also, remind people, like, if you're going to, boy, you're going to Payne, say what's up. If you're going to a river, a lake, whatever, have fun. Be careful. I mean, we never got that hot this summer, so a lot of stuff is still cold.
Yeah. Mix in a water.
Yeah. Hydrate a little bit. But other than that, man, just have fun. You know, it's not the end of summer, but it's like the unofficial end of summer. So it's like, it's a great weekend. I know people have traditions and this and that. And I don't, you know, just have fun this weekend.
I always feel like after Labor Day weekend, every nice day is a bonus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, it's still nice out. Oh, this is crazy. I can't believe we're still having summer. And it could sometimes go until end of September. But like, I always just like, each time I'm like, oh, we should get outside and enjoy this weather. Because I don't know, tomorrow might just turn into 40 degrees and rain.
Right, and just the nerd in me, like, it'll still be nice in September, but it's like, it's hard for me, it's harder to go out of town. It's like, well, there's college football on Saturday, and there's NFL on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be playing Pub League on Sundays again.
Oh, man. Busy Sundays again.
It stays. Steve, I've just accepted the fact from about, because I'm 41 now, from about this point on, I just don't have weekends where I chill.
No.
There's always something to do.
It's, dude, there are times where I look forward to Monday so I can rest.
Right.
And it's never a bad pain in the grass is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I got Monday off, but I might do like training with some of the boys that wrestle. So it's like, oh, Tuesday, I get to slow it down. And then the next weekend, I'm wrestling at SOS in Tacoma. Then on Saturday, I'm wrestling in DOA in Portland. So it's like, oh, can't we? Once I get past that weekend, I'll be able to rest again. It's like, weekends used to be my rest time.
Not anymore.
And then when I'm home, obviously, whatever free time I have, I'm doing stuff with Tatum.
Yeah, and like for me, right, we'll be at Payne, which Payne will be a blast, but by Monday, I'm just going to hit up a buddy and be like, you want to just go sit at a bar or like grill some food and just kind of like chill?
Right.
Which is like, not that I haven't been eating barbecue backstage and drinking beers all weekend, but just like, all right, well, now it's just a little Ted time.
Dude, Payne's going to be a little bit of a challenge. You talk about Chicago being a challenge.
Yeah.
We have that awesome barbecue backstage with the Rolling Smokehouse.
Ooh.
And they always do it up. And they always pull us out like some extra special fancy meat for some
of
us.
I know. Andy always does something.
He's like, dude, you got to try this tri-tip thingy. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they have anything that they give us back
there. We should work on a plan. If he pulls out some special red meat, you just accept it and bring it over to me.
Yeah. I might like lick it just to say, make it look like I'm eating it.
No. Steve, I'll eat. If it's good steak and you've okay. licked it, I'll still eat it.
I'll just lick the tip.
Yeah.
Of the tri-tip. What the hell is happening here? We are the normal people that you know. We are the weirdest people you know.
You've had too many vegan Impossible Burgers at Hot Carl's.
I have.
Or Hard Carl's.
Hard Carl's. Hot Carl's is not a place I go eat at. Some people might. I'm not here to judge. I'm not eating at Hot Carl's. I'm sorry. They don't have anything on the menu that I'm into.
Also, in no way is this an advertisement, but I'm telling you, seltzers, if you want low sugar and this and that, those San Juan ones are awesome.
Oh, they're good people, too.
Yeah, they're awesome. But yeah, the San Juan Huckleberry is like, that's like, there's a six-pack in my fridge right now.
They're awesome. You know which ones I had in Chicago that were very good? The Topo Chico.
Oh,
have you had those?
Those things are so good.
Their hard seltzers are phenomenal. Their regular seltzer water is great. But man, their hard seltzers are so good.
They are. Have you had ranch water yet?
Ranch water?
Yeah.
No.
That's the other one that came out of Texas. That's just showing up. That's their original's pretty good.
See, we went to a place called the Happy Camper in Chicago.
All right.
And they do a thing, a bucket of hard seltzers.
Dope.
But you can mix and match. And they had like four different brands. So you get like, you know, a Truly, a Topo Chico. There was a vodka one that I can't remember and a tequila one that I can't remember either.
High Noon?
Yes.
I like the High Noon.
High Noon one's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had some good drinks and that was pretty awesome. Like that was like, we kept getting those buckets because new people would show up that were like from the radio convention when they found out we were all there and they'd walk in like, you want a seltzer? Like, really? I'm like, yeah, we got four buckets. It's the reason why we rang up like over $1,000 in a bill.
Dude, I was at a bowling
alley. There's like 20 of us.
I was at a bowling alley Sunday and some of the kegs were tapped. And I was like, all right, just Miller Lite. We'll get like four or five. And she's like, well, we only sell them in a bucket of six. And I was like, oh, you're talking to the right guy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I, I felt the passion there.
Right? I was like, just effing.
I caught it. Don't worry.
Just bring that bucket.
Bring me that bucket, bitch.
Oh, man. Spanning the globe to bring you
awesome.
A constant variety of sports.
The thrill of victory. It's getting loose in here.
Too many of those Topo Chicos. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
Great popcorn.
It's been a while since I've actually cursed on this.
I know I have recently, a couple episodes ago, but I don't remember the last time you dropped an F-bomb, too.
Just thinking it. Like,
man goes to Montana, comes back a filthy bird.
Right?
It's all that hard Carl's you've been eating.
So ironically, Smith Family Popcorn, my uncle, I don't think we've done one. So I had some family out here.
Yes.
So Carly, who's Pat and Dan's middle sister, she works at the shop. She was out here. Then my Uncle Phil and Aunt Libby. So they all work at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them down to Cobb's.
Uh-oh.
Right? Because Cobb's is in the market. So I was like, we got to go down there. You got to try Cobb's, right? But it's just funny. I forgot. Like, they literally work for the other popcorn company.
Right. It's so like bringing like a friend. Be like, yeah, I know. Like, I'm hanging out with my friends that are in the Bloods. I have this one friend also that's in the Crips. Like, could we swing by and say hi to him?
Well, my cousins and Cobb and Rowan all know each other. So it's not a big...
beef?
No beef.
Okay.
But like, right, and Cobb uses a different kernel and has some different flavors. I just didn't realize how much like they'd be sitting there like, this is a good flavor. And then their salt mix down at Cobb's uses nutritional yeast. My uncle's like, we had all that nutritional yeast. We had no idea what to do with it. We should have used this.
That's actually pretty awesome.
It was.
Like, they're like talking shop, and it's about popcorn.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I still think it's hilarious that you're like the only person I know that has two popcorn companies that are very near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
Like, they're like near and dear to my heart on like a more of like a distant level. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I love them both. But like you, like it's your family and then one of your closest friends.
Right. It's crazy.
It's odd.
I also blatantly snapped a picture of my uncle and aunt in front of Cobb's and sent it to my two cousins. And I was like, what did I say? Just something like they forget, like they don't even care about you anymore.
They'd be like one of us like at like a studio for another radio company and someone snaps a picture. He's like, what's Steve and Ted doing over here at Hubbard?
Right.
Something random. Yeah. You know?
I just love my two cousins are like traitors.
That's hilarious.
So that was cool. Sports wise, let's see. Seattle Sounders fans, talking to you right now. Winning the CONCACAF Champions League was great. We've had some injuries. We're just not a good team right now.
I mean, it's almost no hope.
I would be shocked at this point if they make the playoffs.
Wait, 7 games left when we're doing this podcast?
Yeah.
They play tonight.
Like, yeah. Do they play tonight?
I think
I'm a bad fan. I'm not even on it.
I'm pretty sure that they're on the road tonight. I can't remember against who. But
good call. They're in Orlando City.
There you go.
Yep.
The soccer club.
Yeah, it's just, listen, it's going to be tough. Yeah. I don't see them making the playoffs. But again, if we had said before the year, hey, you don't make the playoffs, but you win this trophy, I think people would have taken that. But some of the injuries were massive. But
it's hard when you have that high of highs of winning a championship on the level of the CONCACAF, and then you still have the rest of the MLS. You're like, well, they're the best. They're able to do the CONCACAF. They should just be able to walk all over everyone in the MLS, and then it's not.
And it also just sucked, like, Friday night. Like, I got back from Montana, like, in time to watch that game, right? Watch some of the Seahawks, turn that on, and then just to lay an egg and just, I mean, just get outplayed and dominated by Portland just sucked.
Are there talks of Schmetzer, like anyone like not happy with him? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
this is
no.
Okay, because I mean, this is a team that has never not made the playoffs, I feel.
Correct. Since they've been in the MLS, they've made them every year. And like, but that's the thing.
The expectation's so high that if they don't make the playoffs, people are like, off with his head.
No.
Okay.
Just and it really helps having that. We were the first MLS team to ever win the Champions League.
Right.
So that's a massive deal. And seriously, one of the injuries in that game, like there's been some injuries that really hurt the club. But yeah, they're just not good right now. Fine. I'm still going to go to the games and support.
Unlike the Seahawks, who are just crushing it.
Yeah. All right. F1, Max Verstappen, of course, it's just Max Verstappen and just rolls along. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, fine.
Daniel Ricciardo. Now the Seahawks. They looked a little better in that last game. I like Drew Lock. Drew Lock takes a lot of chances. He puts balls where Geno Smith can't.
Yes.
But then he'll turn around and put balls in the other team's hands.
And that's something that will never win you a job with Pete Carroll.
Correct.
But I know, dude, he's much more fun to watch.
He is.
Yes.
I even like his comments, right? He's like, yes. I'll take it like a man. Somebody said to me, like, well, Court, what choice does he have? I go, you're right, but also that's just how Drew Lock is. He's like, no, I'm gonna take it like a man.
Yeah, I like that he's unapologetically willing to take the blame.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, all quarterbacks will take the blame in some way. Russ had a very creative way of like not like, you know, we just need to be better. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like Drew Lock is very accountable, but man, you get all those couple of interceptions. He started off great. I was like, oh,
I'm
this
with
is
you.
What's up. That freaking COVID, man. F them.
Well, and here's the deal. I just want to tell Hawks fans, I've been saying this to everybody. So Vegas has this at, I think, 5.5 wins is the over-under.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah.
And we will see Drew Lock this year and Geno Smith. Like, it's going to be a long year, but I think the defense will get better. They'll come together. I don't think we're going to be like, I don't think we're going to get blown out of a lot of games. They're not going to be good, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a draft pick. There's some good quarterbacks. There's a lot of quarterbacks that are quality coming up in this next draft.
Yes.
But also, I'd remind Seahawks fan, we've had an amazing 10 years, playoffs, Super Bowl wins. Like, we could cut them a little slack this year.
A couple bad seasons is not the end of the world. And, like, I mean, maybe in the Drew Lock situation, it's a lot easier to come in and be the man that replaced Geno Smith as opposed to be the man that replaced Russell Wilson.
Correct. And look, I tell everybody, look, they're both playing. I would be shocked if Drew Lock doesn't get some snaps by like week four.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, I was just so looking forward to seeing Drew Lock in game one. Versus Wilson.
I know. I will say this, though. If the Seahawks have a chance of actually beating Russell Wilson and the Broncos, it's this first week. The first 3 weeks of the NFL are always a crapshoot. There'll be good teams that lose games they shouldn't.
Yep.
There'll be bad teams that win games they shouldn't. So if we have a chance to actually beat them, like, this is it.
This is the opportunity.
It is.
And that could dictate just how the rest of the year goes for Seahawks fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's like winning the CONCACAF.
Correct.
That this game is our CONCACAF.
Right. And if we have a chance of beating Tom Brady and the Bucks, it's in Germany.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady cursing now.
Dude, he's having a rough go.
I
love how he's like, yeah, I've just been dealing with some S.
Yeah.
Like, what is this S that he's like, you know, a lot dealing with what a usual 45-year-old man deals with, like the S that a 45-year-old man deals with. I'm like, no, you're not dealing with the stuff that I've dealt with. Like,
I mean, look,
most of mine revolves around money, Tom.
True. But at the end of the day, as rich as he is, especially with his wife and everything, he's still a 45-year-old dude with kids.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, he just looks a little burnt out.
That's a good point. Even if I was like making a quadruple of what I'm making right now, Tatum's still going to drive me nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so like, I was like, God damn, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, this one time I kind of
become real in your 40s.
I also heard the theory that maybe he was just getting plastic surgery. Because, I mean, his jawline is ridiculous.
He does. Like, everything seems like he thinned out.
And I know that he's, like, in great shape, right? When you lose weight, obviously, your jawline looks better.
Right.
But, like, his is, like, I don't know. It looks like, I don't know. That's a theory. Who knows if he actually is?
It did look like almost someone took, like, a picture and used that Photoshop to, like, scrunch your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Mariners, you got, dude.
Mariners still rolling.
They're doing great, dude. They crushed Detroit yesterday.
And I love that they actually signed Julio.
That
to me, if you're a Mariners fan, that's the first sign in years that it's like, okay, they're actually building something this year.
That was like one of those things where I don't think anyone was expecting it.
Yeah.
And I brought it up. Like, it was like, remember when like Russell Wilson, after his first contract, they won the Super Bowl, and you're like, oh man, if they don't re-sign, like, there was that nerves. Like, it was like it went on for so long. And then when it finally happened, it was like, oh, thank God.
Seattle, we got a deal.
Yeah, I'll see you all in the morning. Whereas with this one, it's like, I didn't even know they were even talking about re-signing. Like, I thought we'd get at least a year before they even had that conversation. It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw that. That was like the only news I kept up on in Montana. I was like, nice.
And then someone even showed, like, I had a good thing. I was just like, look at like what the youth of Seattle sports. You got Julio Rodriguez.
Yep.
You got DK Metcalf.
Yep.
You got now, and with the, obviously being a Kraken fan, Matty Beniers and Shane Wright. You got Breonna Stewart with the
Storm. I should mention, I've been watching Storm too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they up one game to none?
Yes. But did they play last night?
You know what? They might have.
Oh, they're playing tonight.
Big game.
Yeah, game two tonight.
Against all the right. Aces, right?
Against the Aces.
Kick them Aces. Of Las Vegas.
Thank you.
And Ted, I can't believe you didn't bring up the most important thing in the world of sports. Entertainment. The WWE is firing on all cylinders again. They get rid of Vince McMahon. Triple H takes over, and it's watchable again.
Is it?
It's been so much fun. It's a lot more fun. I mean, obviously, I'm always going to love the WWE, but there have been times in the last few years where you're like, I don't know how. I can't defend this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, there's some good stuff, including a big battle between Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins. I don't know if you saw the video.
I did.
Oh, I grabbed the audio.
So do you
audio.
Know what that's from?
Yes.
So have you ever seen the one with the MMA fighters?
No.
So that's what that's where they got. There's a famous one.
Oh, I
think it's John Jones and DC. And, like, they could still talk to each other, and the cameras are just rolling. So that was, like, a real thing. They were really, like, chirping each other back and forth.
So they were inspired by that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That was brilliant. So, like, the way they had it all set up, it's like, Seth and Matt Riddle are not getting along, right? They're going to have a fight at some point. And so they have them being interviewed in different places of the arena because they just can't be near each other because they'll fight. They were fighting in the parking lot, all this stuff. Well, they had their piece where they both talked, and then, like, we have to go back because we let the camera roll. And more stuff happened after we were done. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But dude, the crap they were saying, like, it got me like, so to paint
that's
the picture.
Very personal.
So Matt Riddle, many back in the Me Too stuff that was going on, speaking out, somebody came out and said, oh, you tried to, like, you sexually assaulted me. Like, he fought that, but he admitted that we had an affair. I never did anything that wasn't consensual with you, but we did have an affair. He agreed and admitted to that, but it all came out. And it eventually led to him and his wife getting divorced, which just got finalized, I think, a few months ago, where she posted something on social media saying, we're divorced. Me and my kids are going to be able to have a better future. You know, it was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like something like, it was just, Seth, I mean, of course he has to make, I'm sure Riddle had to give the okay on this. But all I could think was, how does Matt Riddle's ex think when she sees something like that being used in the storyline of a wrestling match? You know, like, would you be pissed? Like, your man cheats on you. He's being blasted over the internet, whether or not it was true or not, but he was being blasted over the internet for not being consensual with the cheating that he was doing with, again, you know.
I don't know that she would care as much because he's S-ing on him. Like, that's why your wife left you.
See, in my head, I'd be like, you're going to use my trauma for a storyline in your job? Go F yourself. You know what I mean?
I guess you're right.
So if you haven't heard it, here's what went down. Seth Rollins deserves an Oscar. Like, he's just a smarmy a-hole, and it's so great.
Yo, Riddle, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You talk about my family, man. Let's talk about your family. Oh, wait, you ain't got one because your wife divorced you and took your kids, and they don't want to see your bitch ass anymore, huh?
What did you just say?
Yeah, you heard me.
Where
you
are
heard
you?
Me, bitch.
Where are you?
I'm here. Come find me.
Dude, you don't get I'm not going to beat you up, bro. Where the f*** are you?
Right,
where are you?
Come find
where
me,
where is
bitch.
He? Come where on. Are you? Dude, you don't get I'm going to smash your face in.
Okay. That's so great.
Yeah.
And the video's everywhere. I just thought that was like, you little bitch.
Bitch.
I just realized we're totally beyond. I'm
I know.
Sorry.
I, was like,
I didn't realize. I lost track of time.
Yeah. We're having fun.
We are.
Got in here early so we could just take up more time.
So start early, leaving late. That's okay. It was fun.
Yeah. Be good if we were practiced.
Right.
All right.
All right. This weekend, paint in the grass. That's all you need
to
know.
Right. That's all we got to say.
Come hang out with us. We got those parties. Like that. I don't know if you could still buy tickets to that, but maybe you can. Maybe you can't.
I know for sure Friday and Sunday.
Yeah. And so. We'll be there all weekend. Myself, Ted, and everyone else here from the station walking around. Be sure to say hi to us if you're there. And real quick, which band are you most excited to see live?
So I want to see your band on Sunday, the Glorious Sons.
Sadly, they just canceled.
Son of a bitch.
Because that was about to say, my band that I'm most excited to see just said they're not performing.
I mean, I've seen them before. Here's the issue. I'm really excited to see Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Because last time they were there, we got to interview Gavin Rossdale, but I was doing our happy hour, so I didn't see him perform.
Yes.
And I really like that new song.
The new song's phenomenal.
I hope we keep that in rotation.
Yeah.
So Bush is good. I always love seeing Alice in Chains. I mean, basically Saturday.
Saturday's going to be a blast.
I'm going to get there early. Gates are at 2. Wyatt's going on at 2:05. I will be at the side stage watching Wyatt only.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll be there as well. Man, you better hope that line goes fast if you're hoping to see Wyatt only. That sucks.
That might have changed, but that was the last I heard.
Yeah,
so
I did
like,
too.
Yeah. So I think
Aaron Jones, Thunder, P. I don't know if I can say the word fully, but you know, they're a great band. I'm looking forward to seeing them live too.
Yeah, and honestly, every time I've seen Breaking Benjamin, they kick ass.
Sammy Hagar.
I don't know a ton of Sammy songs, but I've heard he puts on a really good show.
And I'm excited to see Incubus and Sublime at Rome. I've never seen Sublime.
I've seen Sublime once. Years ago at a HF festival. In like,
damn.
Yeah. I think they were the Dub Beach.
The Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
Yeah, that's when I saw them.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like 1999.
All right, well, we'll see you there. You can follow us on Twitter at The Megacast.
Cheers.
Tatum does that all the time. It doesn't matter if we're drinking, eating, playing with toys. If one of us goes, cheers, you have to like clink.
Cheers. Oh, yeah.
If I'm eating a cupcake, she's eating a cupcake. I'm like, Tatum, cheers. She's like, cheers.
I love it.
It's awesome.